This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health insurance rates seem to have stabilized as doubts about the Affordable Care Act and the pandemic appear to be moderating. Health insurance companies proposed average increases next year of a little over 1% in individual market premiums and 5% in small group market. Michael Conway, the insurance commissioner, credits a state program that helps cover the most expensive customers.
The reinsurance program helps subsidize the highest cost folks in the state, the highest cost claims in the state.
He says they estimate Coloradans are saving an average of 24% more on their premiums than if the program weren't in effect. Preliminary insurance filings also show insurance carriers are offering plans in the 10 counties that had only one insurance company. A job program championed by Colorado Representative Joe Neguse got a congressional boost on Tuesday. The Civilian Climate Corps would help fight climate change and prepare communities for its effects. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll work to include the Corps in the upcoming reconciliation package. Colorado will build a statue to memorialize World War II Major General Maurice Rose. State lawmakers announced the project Tuesday. Rose, who was killed in combat in 1945, is said to be the highest-ranking Jewish soldier in U.S. history. He grew up in Denver and was a veteran of the First World War. House Speaker Alec Garnett helped pass a resolution approving the statue's construction.
This really is something that I think is going to help every generation of school-age kids who come and visit the Capitol.
The statue will stand at the newly renamed Lincoln Veterans Memorial Park across from the state capitol. Private supporters are raising $500,000 to pay for it. Front Range highs are back in the 90s today and tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.